good to go.
All right, it is 6 p.m. I will call the Human Services Committee meeting to order. All committee supervisors are present. We'll move on to item number two, which is citizens' comments. Are there any citizens wishing to speak? If so, please feel free to take the seat at the end of the table. State your name and address for the record.
Sure.
So, good evening, members of the Human Services Committee. I'm Dr. Tim Sanborn. I'm Chief Clinical Officer for the Kenosha Community Health Center and a resident of 8805 Lakeshore Drive, District 16. So I'm here to speak about this resolution, and I have two brief comments to make. I'll try to keep it short. In this first page, paragraph two, it states that studies have shown vaccines and masks are not effective as a way to slow the spread of COVID virus. I would disagree with that statement. To the contrary, numerous scientific reports and my personal experience as a clinician dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, people who were vaccinated were less likely to be hospitalized or die from COVID infections in the past 3 years. So I think this statement is both misleading and inaccurate. Personally, if I were a member of the County Board of Supervisors and I had to sign a proposal like this, I would feel ashamed that I'm saying that COVID vaccines are ineffective. That's the first statement. Secondly, in my reading of the county bylaws, this committee already has oversight of the Kenosha County Health Department. I can't speak for what happened in the past, but I think that this committee can be very effective in overseeing what the health department does. There are members of County Board Supervisors who are on the health board that I'm aware of. So I think you already have oversight. So I think that the resolutions proposed on page two of this proposal are really not necessary. I think that if a health emergency should develop, such as a future outbreak of COVID-19, or perhaps Ebola or E. coli in the water system, I think you have the oversight to work with the health department to address these emergencies. So I don't think this resolution really makes a lot of sense. It's certainly inaccurate in its statements, and I would strongly urge you to vote negative in terms of or nay, in terms of this resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other citizens wishing to speak?
Hi, I'm Laverne Jarris. I live at 324 116th Street in Pleasant Prairie. And as an aging and disability advocate for over 40 years, I'm really saddened and angered by this resolution. It really smacks of political grandstanding, not good governance. As Dr. Sanborn said, it's not based on fact, and it's not necessary. You can, if you feel that masks or vaccines at some point are not necessary in a particular at a particular time, you can decide that. I'm particularly concerned about the residents of Brookside Care Center and other older adults and people with disabilities in our community, and I hope that you would vote this resolution down. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other residents wishing to speak this evening? Any other citizens' comments? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. My only comment is just a reminder to the committee that our budget meeting will be next week, Wednesday. Do we?
The 18th.
I'm sorry.
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks, yes. I'm sorry, 2 weeks. Do we have a location for that yet, John?
Yes, that's at the Job Center.
Will we have the Job Center?
Same as last year?
Yes, sir. Same place as last year.
What time do we have for that?
5:30, 5 o'clock, we'll have a brown bag and lunch if you choose to eat, so.
And we'll have emails going out about that as well, so. Just reminder, make sure everyone has that date penciled in.
Also, if I may, just to add on to that, if anybody has any questions, once I get the budget tonight, feel free to reach out to myself, and we'll be happy, Tammy and I, and whomever else, will be happy to sit down and discuss any questions you have. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, John. All right, any other comments from supervisors? Supervisor Nadolski.
As it relates to our topic tonight, I wanted to remind or introduce a new state statute that occurred in Act 12, and it was passed earlier this spring. 252.03 sub 2J, a local health officer may not issue a mandate to close any businesses in order to control an outbreak or epidemic of communicable diseases for longer than 30 days unless the governing body of the political subdivision in which the order is intended to apply approves one extension of the order not to exceed 30 days. A mandate to close more than one business as provided under this subsection may not distinguish between essential and non-essential businesses. In this subsection, political subdivision means a city, village, town, or county. So that is new as it applies to the health department and the local health office. If you have other questions about it, I can answer them or answer them offline.
Thank you. Are there any other supervisor comments? All right, seeing none, youth and governance, any questions or comments? Okay, moving on to the approval of the minutes from September 5th, 2023. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Supervisor Kirsten, second by Supervisor Juhas. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. All right, we're going to move on to number 5, a resolution on the individual health decisions pertaining to COVID-19 government lockdowns, vaccine, and mask mandates. Supervisor Decker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution was requested by a constituent, and the reason of this is when we were working on this in September, it was prior to the chaos of the federal government possibly shutting down, and all on the news was about a new vaccine coming out and also mask mandates possibly coming back and things like that. This is not political grandstanding. This is called getting ahead of what possibly might happen this coming winter and spring with the elections coming up in November, next November. So it's just saying that Incorporation Council reviewed this. He had some recommended changes, which we made. So basically it's saying we are not going to have any mask shutdowns, or we're not going to force any lockdowns, vaccine, or mask mandates related to COVID-19. It says COVID-19, nothing else. So if something else comes up, some other thing, it doesn't pertain to that, and variants, and that we will only enforce, we will not intend to create or enforce a mandate, but if the state or federal government creates a lockdown, vaccine, or mask mandate, we will not voluntarily use our resources in support of the same, and shall comply only to the extent required by law or the superior authority. So that's pretty much what it says.
Thank you. Is there a motion to move the resolution?
So let's move the resolution.
All right, we have a motion by Supervisor Stocker. Is there a second? Second by Supervisor Nadolski. Any discussion?
I have just on the second paragraph, whereas studies show vaccines and masks are not effective, I would be willing to offer an amendment to insert the word some studies, if that would help.
Is there a second to amend?
Well, I would second, and I would, if I could speak to the second when, Ms. Chair, when you're ready for me to do that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any just, I guess we can move to a discussion on the amendment now.
So that paragraph talks about studies, and there are studies that show that they were ineffective, and there are studies that showed that they were effective. So that language talks about the ones that weren't effective. I do sympathize with the comments that we heard in citizens' comments. We actually heard from a doctor here that talked about the vaccines. I personally have read a lot more data about the masks, that the masks were not effective. I also have read a lot of data that said the shutdowns were very damaging. I personally am aware of many friends and family that have kids in school that they're still suffering from the results of that. It seems like there was a remedy by the legislature in Act 11 to address that and correct that. So this, we're creating advisory policy here. I think that's what we're doing. We're creating advisory policy. Is that correct? This is not binding. If there is some incident that were to occur, the administration could bring that forth, and the county board could address each item on a case-by-case basis, right? I mean, if there was some emergency where something needed to be done, whatever it was, with a snowstorm or a pandemic or a flood, whatever it is, the administration could bring it forth. The only the thing that I like about this is that the overarching principle is that you don't have one bureaucrat dictating to our citizens here. They have to bring it to the county board to
make a decision. We are discussing just the amendment of adding the word some studies before we discuss the resolution as a whole. I just wanted, if we can keep on
for the moment. I'll stay on that. So
I'm
complete with my comment.
Okay. Any other discussion related to the amendment of inserting the word some studies into the second whereas? Okay. Seeing none, I personally am not going to support amending it. I believe the second whereas is truthful as written. I don't think we need to add anything to it either way. But okay, if we'll go ahead and make a vote, we'll do a roll call vote. We go around the table. Supervisor Gersten?
Aye.
Supervisor Juhas?
Aye.
Supervisor Stocker?
No.
Supervisor Gentz?
Aye.
Supervisor Nedwesky?
Aye.
I will vote no.
Kubicki?
Oh, Kubicki, I'm sorry. I can't see you. Supervisor Kubicki?
No.
No.
That was good.
Are you keeping track?
I'm sorry.
Passed.
Okay, all right, so the amendment passes. So now we are back to the resolution as amended. Supervisor Nedwesky, did you have any other comments?
I just wanted to ask for clarification from Supervisor Decker. Right before the last "be it further resolved" in the bullet pointed list, if the state or federal government creates a lockdown, vaccine, or mask mandate, Kenosha County shall not voluntarily use its resources in support of the same and shall comply only to the extent required by law or superior authority. Is that intended to reflect the fact that there is statutory power over this a situation like that?
I believe so, though that is one of the changes that Corp Counsel made. He tweaked the words a little bit, so reading it, I believe that's what
in
it
some
is,
circumstances because they wouldn't have a choice. The
exactly.
County would have to comply.
Exactly.
According to state statute or federal law.
Yes.
Okay. So there is a protection there in extreme circumstances. That's all I have. No further comment.
Thank you. Supervisor Stocker.
Question: does, I didn't see anything here that would prohibit somebody from wearing a mask or taking the vaccine if that's what they wanted to do. Right. So this really creates a freedom for people to choose.
Correct.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Any other supervisors? Supervisor Gentz.
Thank you. It says right here that the individuals can choose to wear a mask or be vaccinated, but through the chair to Mr. Jansen, is there any thought of having to do this in the near future? Has this been discussed in your circles with the health department or throughout the county or?
No, not at all.
Okay. I also, when the doctor brought up something, work with the health department, I wasn't on human services the last time those questions were asked. Does anybody know, Mr. Jansen, did we, did this board, this committee make any recommendations to the board or to administration or anything at all during that?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
There were a couple times that there were, we brought the health director before the committee and recommended that she change wording in some of the
I remember that. I understand that, and I was. I think I was at one of those meetings, but I don't know what oversight we as a committee have. Mr. Jansen, do you know?
Other than what Supervisor Decker just mentioned, generally it was just updates and reports given to the committee on the spread of the virus.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling on this is. I mean, getting out ahead of something that is not even there, or, I mean, I've not heard anywhere in Wisconsin that was saying we need to go to masks, or I haven't heard that in the news or anything. So, and as far as it being political, this is certainly political. I mean, Supervisor Decker in one statement said, well, it's not political, and then the next she said, well, you know, we're doing this because what could come up before the election? Well, hell, that's political. So, you know, I mean, this is political, and I am one to not want to be told what to do in this regard. I would rather make my own choices, but we need to do that when it comes down the pike, not now. I mean, this is just stirring up the pot, I think. I don't know that this is something we need to be discussing right now. So while I believe in the freedom of choice to make my own decision to wear a mask or not wear a mask to protect myself with a vaccine or not protect myself with a vaccine, I think the state statutes that are already in place, Supervisor Nedweski just brought one up, take care of these problems. I don't think Kenosha County is going to be able to fight a state or a federal situation. As disappointing as that is to me, because I mean I think people were hurt when the lockdown occurred. But that being said, I'm not going to support this for the reasons I stated. Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify, but I think we heard this, but I want to clarify through the chair to Vice Chair Decker. When you went to Corp Council advised you to change the language because of that language in Act 12 that already mandated what could be done as far as shutdowns and, you know, the language that you heard.
It only regards shutdowns.
Regarding shutdowns.
I don't know his thought process for the recommended changes were. I sent him the resolution. He looked it over, did some research, and then sent it back with the recommendations.
Okay. So
I was amicable to them all, so.
It seems like the reason he would make a change like that is because of that language in Act 12, but we don't know for sure. So, okay, good. That was my question. Thank you.
Supervisor Nedweski.
Going back to Chapter 252, which is mostly what encompasses the powers of a local health officer, and I am not an expert in this area in any way, shape, or form, but I did get myself pretty familiar with that chapter during the pandemic, which is one of the reasons I'm here today. The powers held by a local health officer were used differently throughout the state in different municipalities and county governments, and I think that it's a good discussion to have Supervisor Gens to say, what authority does the county board have versus what the local health officer has in terms of setting kind of any kind of rules or mandates or countywide guidance over COVID-19 specifically. And I think that we're still working through that as a state as well, to say, where do we draw the line? This new section of statute applies specifically to closing businesses and to not differentiating between essential and non-essential.
Right.
And it brings in the governing body to say, to extend it, the governing body has to. So that you get a new piece of oversight there. The way I read Supervisor Decker's resolution is it's putting up a guardrail in the event that there's a local health officer who may interpret the state statute in a way that overextends their true authority. And we know that people throughout our state experience that in some parts of Wisconsin, and I think the intent is to protect constituents from that again. So I will be voting in favor.
Any other supervisor comments? Supervisor Stocker.
If we get into a situation where this would apply, the timing of our ability as a committee and as county board could be a couple months before we could actually have an effective direction given to the people involved. And I think this gives us an immediate ability to affect that change. And so I'm going to support it.
Supervisor Gentz?
Yeah, I mean, we could pass something in an emergency situation in a matter of 4 days. We could just have a couple of emergency meetings. I mean, we could get this done if we needed to. So that to me is, you know, and putting up guardrails for something that there's no truck coming down the road. I don't see. I'm not going to support it. Thank you.
Supervisor Nettles.
Through the chair to Director Jansen, I assume you or your department is in contact with DHS on the regular in terms of what's going on with COVID-19, what are we watching for, trends, that kind of thing.
Those have really kind of dropped off at this point in time. I know Lori does have, our interim health officer does have contact with staff at DHS. But COVID is not the hot topic at this point in time as far as what public health is doing. So there isn't a lot of exchange and flow of information. Our website, we've stopped posting that because we're not tracking it anymore. So slowly that stuff is getting back.
So here in Wisconsin, to your knowledge, we haven't had any red flags on COVID in terms of surging new variants that...
I haven't kept up with that, so I'm not able to answer that.
Also, through the chair to Supervisor Decker, how would this resolution apply to, say, the rules in a long-term care facility or nursing home?
Well, they're under different federal guidelines that they have to follow, which we cannot usurp federal law.
So they would be protected by their own policy.
Yes.
And they would not necessarily have to adhere to this. Is that correct?
Correct. Just like where they had to use PPE and things like that for much longer, masks for much longer at the nursing homes because of Medicaid, Medicare guidelines and things like that, while the rest of the county, the rest of the country wasn't under them anymore.
So just another clarification in terms of being able to react quickly, the governor is still empowered with emergency orders capability up to a certain amount of time. So. This resolution doesn't usurp anybody's ability to react in an emergency. It just reinforces the fact that people should have their own medical freedom. Thank you again.
Supervisor Gerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, we do have an example, a recent example, where an administration did overreach and did go beyond its statutory authority. It was the Safer at Home rule. And the Supreme Court ruled that the administration overreached and ruled that they could not continue to impose, keep extending the emergency order by 30 days, 30 days, 30 days at a time. So that did happen during the pandemic. So I think the idea of guardrails is legitimate. So with that, I also will favor the resolution.
All right, I'll just say real quickly, you know, we had a lot to learn during the COVID-19 epidemic, and one of the takeaways I think we should remember is that it's unconstitutional to force our residents to wear masks, to force residents to close down churches and businesses, and a lot of the other things that were mentioned in this resolution. And to quote at the end, as a statement of policy, Kenosha County believes that such mandates are not proper. I'm full support of that statement, so I will be supporting this as well. Are there any other comments? Any other comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor of a resolution on the individual health decisions pertaining to COVID-19, government lockdowns, vaccine, and mask mandates. Supervisor Gersten?
Aye.
Supervisor Juhas?
Aye.
Supervisor Kubicki?
No.
Supervisor Stocker?
Aye.
Supervisor Gentz?
No.
Supervisor Nedowski?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the resolution passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business as authorized by law? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Moved by Supervisor Gearson, second by Supervisor Stocker. Please sign. Please sign the resolution before you leave. Thank you.
Yes, I can.
Is this Kathy? Is this the one that I'm passing? Or do you have
it? Yeah, no, that's the one we're passing.
Coming to the board.
I think I can stay. Yeah.
Here we get the budget tonight.
You would. No, actually, I have to do that. And you're like, what? I have this for 50 years.
This is the resolution.